This call is being recorded.
Okay, I've pasted agenda for the last call, but actually, as Tomasz already mentioned, we may talk about an issue raised by Peter Kolpert, which is, let me paste the topic on the IRC. And the link is also on IRC. So the issue is indicate a partial collection view is ordered. So he aims to provide some information in a partial collection representation on how the members of this partial collection ordered. The core vocabulary, of course, lack this kind of capabilities. The first and the most important question is whether shall it have any support for this kind of operations, because it somehow touches maybe not querying, but in general topics related to views, queries, and no transformations. So from my perspective, I think the best Hydra should come with, it should be enabled to such an extensions, but still it should be extension. But this is my point of view. I don't know how you would, how do you see this kind of issue implemented in Hydra or with Hydra?
I mean, I think it's, I was, yeah, I was just thinking this about the same thing today, that I mean, it's necessary to actually have that as a description. We may not be able to standardize, you know, the behavior 100%, what the clients should or definitely must do, maybe not should, or maybe some...
The client or server?
The client. How to interpret the ordering description, right? But I think, unfortunately, all of what Peter proposes, I think it's actually necessary to really have something useful. So the ordering, that's maybe the easy one, right?
But there are no easy tasks.
No, sure. But then the casting, I know you have reservations. But I don't really see how, you know, the information about the order is useful without some kind of that kind of information, even if it's going to be difficult, you know, to have a client that can do anything. I mean, understand any possibility. Because you know what the problem is. Sorry, the problem is that the members' property is not sorted. So unless it's JSON-LD, but also JSON-LD does not guarantee, I mean, the client does not have the guarantee that they came ordered in the JSON-LD, if it's compacted in that formatted in that way, because it can also be just expanded and then all mixed together.
Yeah, but actually JSON-LD does not guarantee it unless you use RDF list, because this is the only guaranteed way of providing something in some kind of order.
Yeah. So the client, unfortunately, the client has to, when it got the collection, if it's a partial collection or the complete collection, so whatever members it got, it has, the client really has to put them in the order. and it has to understand how the server really ordered them. And if it is ordered,
because
yes, if it's ordered.
Because in some cases, actually, server does not care about the order, just providing in order, it appears somewhere in, I don't know, in the physical storage.
I know, but then again, because it's being transferred as RDF, mm-hmm. even if the server has it ordered in storage and it may be transferring them in that order, the client does not know, because the triples may be, you know, serialized in a way that loses that ordering.
Yep.
So you cannot really rely on anything. So once when you get the Hydra order by, and it says that it's ordered by birth date, but mm-hmm. maybe just the year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we want to ignore the cast, all kinds of complexities. So because it's not just string ordering, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's date, then ISO dates can be ordered.
What would it mean if the Hydra API says it's ordered by birth date? So what does it mean for the client? What is ordered?
The members, right?
The members, yeah,
and of course,
the data comes in, for example, turtle serialization. So the members, but turtle has, as you said, the turtle has no order. Only JSON-ID might
have
order.
It can have order. Okay. Because RDF allows you to provide details as a RDF list, so this will apply an order.
Okay.
This is not a turtle specific, just RDF feature. And the thing is that the server may provide details describing how these members are ordered by means, if you will grab some members, you are guaranteed that the next members will have some kind of relations, for instance, are bigger or greater or smaller or whatever.
Yeah.
No, but I remember we had this discussion, Carol, back in 2014, I suppose, about the difference.
If you say so.
Yeah, you would remember, you know, what is the difference between RDF list? The RDF list itself becomes the object of the member's property. So unfortunately, the triple structure is completely different from just members with multiple objects, right?
So, I don't remember this.
I mean, but you know what it is. So either you have collection member one, collection member two, collection member three, as three triples, or you have collection member and then the list node, right? And then the first rest thing. So the structure becomes completely different in RDF. And
so do
you want to explicitly allow the members to be either an RDF list or just the object?
This is a tricky part, because I think this is how RDF works.
Yeah, I know, and that's why everyone hates RDF lists. But
yes, I know. But this is how RDF works. So if you are using RDF, I don't think you can explicitly forbid such a construct. Currently, for instance, an operation expects a class, but there is nothing against pushing a list of allowed classes.
What I'm saying is that if you want, then we should make it explicit. And actually, mm-hmm. I mean, it may make sense. So, okay, we allow the order by clause or whatever you want to call it. And then actually the cast will be unnecessary. But I would then phrase it that, okay, if the view says that the collection is ordered by a certain property,
mm-hmm.
then the payload, the collection itself, should then use an RDF list for the members.
Mm-hmm.
And so this way, But we then mandate that the clients have to expect either individual members or a collection on an RDF list. Mm-hmm. So that would have to be part of the specification. And then we would say that, well, the client, well, maybe not must, but it should be an RDF list if the collection is ordered. And then mm-hmm. it's simple because, yeah, what Angelos asked and what I would answer that if the members were just the individual objects, then the mm-hmm. client has to keep, you know, do in-memory ordering of the members based on the order by declaration and this description, and this is all kinds of hairiness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I can see another solution. It's not pretty, actually. There is also an option that the collection will provide the members as it is doing it now, and the order, or let's say indices assigned to each member in this current view, could be provided separately. I don't know, as a subproperty of a view. Wrong, not subproperty, just another predicate on the Hydra view.
It's okay. Yeah, I was actually doing something similar in the current project. I have an ordered collection, but mm-hmm. I just add. Let's see. I found this predicate for order. Let's see, order is called order or order index. That's to. Let me see, order index.
By the way, Angelo, I think you've stopped describing.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure what to describe. So it's a much detail. Yeah. I think it's mostly helpful if I have some kind of result, or at least some key effects that I could describe. Perhaps you can help me with that. What do you think should be in the in the protocol? Mm-hmm.
Order index.
So I did not want to mint my own term. So I reused this one, and uh-huh. I attach it to individual members, so that uh-huh. also the client will have to do the ordering itself, but simply ordering the numbers,
uh-huh.
and essentially ignoring actual data. Right? It's very specific order, so this circumvents the requirement of the RDF list.
Mm-hmm. So, in general, I think this is this might be described. We have two possible solutions. So, rising, let's say, Hydra collection to something of a Hydra sorted collection. It will imply that the members will be an RDF list. And the Hydra order suggested by Peter will be allowed in such a payload. And another approach would be just to leave Hydra collection as it is now and to provide an order and description of how it is ordered separately to the members. And it's whether to decide whether to add this index to each member or provide it completely separately in another predicate. Because I would be very cautious about adding something to members. We have already these issues with adding supported operations to existing resources, and I'm thinking carefully whether we should add indices to members.
Yeah, I'm also not really happy with that. It's, but I'm not totally not sure. I don't really understand what the problem is Peter wants to resolve. So what? Yeah, what his use case is in his APIs.
Yeah, this is the issue that he's not with us.
But yeah. I can tell you what it is for us. I mean, you want to build a UI and you get a page from a collection, mm-hmm. ordered or not. But yeah, especially when it's ordered, if you don't know the exact order in some fashion, it will just every time you potentially reload the page, you will get a different sorting of your table or whatever, and it might be an issue if you order. The server may order the elements and give you the right portion, but then the UI will be different every time. So that's,
why would the UI be different? And also, I would
because implement the because client. Every time you
if I implement a client, so I'm querying the some API for a collection of people, whatever. But I could decide, for example, in the client that I want to order by birthday, the data I got. That could be a client decision.
Okay, so you say you have 100 people in your data set, and you say from the UI that you ordered them by the name. So you get all the people name, which the name starts with an A. And then the people that name start with B, right? So maybe the first 10 people. Mm-hmm. But once you get those 10 persons as the members in your collection, like we said, the triples themselves as the data structure, they're not ordered. So yes. When you deserialize into from whatever RDF, even if it's JSON-LD, when you deserialize into your model, you cannot guarantee the correct order, lexical order, for that portion.
Yeah, but question is, because if you expect the order guaranteed, for instance, by the UI application, maybe we shall go the opposite route. Maybe the client should imply on a view the order with some kind of, let's say, querying mechanism. And once requested, the server will provide these members in this kind of order, but it's up to the client what order is it. So it's something like currently in SQL or Sparkle.
Yeah, just exactly.
Select some data and imply what kind of order should be returned. But it's your knowledge, the client's knowledge on what the order is. Of course, it's server must provide this order, because if we are implementing such a feature, it must to obey. But maybe we should go this way. It's up to the client.
But the client then then the client has to know how to sort the members in memory, and then if you actually because the triples do not have. Because the triples do not guarantee the order, what I said. So even
but still, a server can respond with RDF list of members. Disallowed in any way in current specification.
Oh yeah, so this I like that possibility, and it may be the only one that is simple to implement and enforce and specify.
Mm-hmm. Because
if the collection is ordered, the server must return RDF list. Otherwise, the client should mm-hmm. not have to do anything, because it's, mm-hmm. it's just, mm-hmm. I mean, the client may then try to resolve the order if they know how, but this should be up to the client implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you get into the order by first ordered by the last name, and then ordered by the birth date, and then ordered by the mother's maiden name, and the client has no way, may not even have all the data in the response.
Yeah, so but following the analogy with SQL or Spark querying languages, think it sounds tempting to follow this role, because it's like asking SQL Server or Sparkle Server to provide metadata decomposing the initial query.
Okay, yeah, so first of all, the a collection, so even if the client just gets the collection itself without any mm-hmm. order, it may be implicitly ordered even in some complex fashion as the default behavior by the server. And so the client mm-hmm. does not know how the server actually ordered, because the client did not ask for a specific ordering.
Yeah, but actually the server may not know this order.
How the server wouldn't know the order? The server executed the query, so
it didn't know the order, right? Yeah, but it may be executed on a linked data store with multiple shards, and the shards can provide in any order, and this can be composed in any order.
There's no guarantee on the order, depending on
exactly.
The query
mechanism. Exactly.
Well, the server may not. Okay, but yeah, this is going beyond. We're just talking about client-server interaction here. So I don't care how the server is implemented. I'm just saying, if the triples are ordered, but the client did not ask for the order, mm-hmm. the server, it would be good if the server had the means, as proposed by Peter, to mm-hmm. tell the client, hey, you didn't ask for a specific order, but here is how I ordered the triples for you. And the triples may not even come from a triple store. They may just be a SQL query.
Yes,
right?
But here the specification can come in handy. You can implicitly forbid RDF list in collection responses unless an order is requested. And that's it. Of course, there is another issue on how to request this order on while querying the collection.
Yeah, that's separate. But mm-hmm. but yeah, but I think I'm close to what you're saying. I would turn it around, and I would say if the response is ordered, the server should return an RDF list. That which because this is the only way it guarantees the order.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, if the client asks for an order collection, and it then also it should be an RDF list, unless the server ignores the ordering and just.
Yeah, but still, this statement you've made still. Has this gate open on how the server should describe this order if it's not initiated by the client. And yeah, I'm keen to close this path.
Yeah, well, it is just metadata. So we could. I do like what Peter's proposing, because if it's just metadata, it can be anything we want.
Yeah, but he already introduced three predicates and one class. Four yeah. new terms just to achieve this.
So what?
Again?
And so what? Why is it?
It's a can of worms, I think. Because he already introduced a Hydra order by, a class Hydra order description. Predicate order option, a resource Hydra sending, another predicate cast to. It's getting really, really complicated. I'm not sure we want to go this way. And this is still not touching on how to query for a specific order. And probably this will come with some new predicates unless we will use something that already exists there. It's a can of worms.
Well, still it is something that will be necessary for Hydra to become, you know, you cannot dismiss any extension, anything to be added to the specification, because it's a kind of worms.
We need yes, of course. But You can always attach something of your own to the payload from outside of the Hydra core vocabulary. And nothing that forbids you from doing this.
Well, I'm
just wondering.
The whole point of building a standard is for it to.
Yes, and that's why I'm asking why we shall have order description as a standard. I prefer to have querying for order as a standard and have some specification rules that, okay, if you will order a high, an sorting direction or something like this, the response will be an RDF list. But if you won't do this, it will be just a classic Hydra collection as it is now. So there will be no need to provide this order, this description of the order.
No, but the clients nonetheless needs to understand what they got, because they may ask for order by two columns, and maybe the server only ordered by one of them, or maybe the client simply followed a parameterized link and did not, you know, quote unquote, understand what kind of order they are requesting, but still they got an order collection.
Yeah,
and
but
then
what
they want to build a kind of table, and you know how people are with user interface. They want to have user interface. And
yeah,
table
but
headers have that small arrow, right, pointing up
yes,
or down.
Yes, exactly. But this case that you've described means that server misbehaves and it does not apply to the specification or possible specification once created.
No, why?
No, because if you will extend a specification or add some order querying mechanism to the specification, so once the server states, okay, I implement Hydra, it means it implements ordering correctly.
I do not understand. Okay, once again, let's take a step back. So you click a link from an email, which opens a browser that will present you with a table, and that table is populated from a resource.
Yes.
So the UI has
order.
To
random.
The UI needs
order,
to
probably.
Not random, but the order that
it's up to the server. It's up to the server.
Yes, that's up to the server. Maybe it's implied by the parameters, but the client just follows the link. It just dereferences the resource. And so the server has to provide the metadata. I mean, to build a complete, you know, and a correct user interface, the server will provide...
Question regarding this example. A user clicked a link that leads to a UI or links to a partial collection directly, a raw partial collection?
No, a UI.
A UI. So it's up to the UI on how to request for data. The link may have details that will imply this order on the server. Or may not. It's up to the client on how this UI, this application is written. But still, I think that the client, the UI, will or will not ask a server to provide data in some kind of order. And
it's to the
client to build this query or receive the data and align to its own UI logic.
Okay, let me try again. The client does not have to really build anything. The client may just be following a link. Maybe that's a link that's part of the interaction, and it is already provided by the server. But the client does not really understand what is the ordering that it is requesting. It's not like you are using a form to build the ordering. You simply clicked on a link, and you get back a collection that is ordered. If you don't know what is the order and you did not explicitly ask for it, and even if you asked for it, but you may have gotten something a little bit different.
But why is that? Why different?
Because the server may ignore
Why? It implements a specification or not?
It's not about the specification. The specification is...
No, it is about the specification.
The specification is defining how the server provides the information about ordering. Maybe the specification tells the client how to build. I mean, again, actually not. Also, maybe the specification specifies how the server tells the client, you know, what kind of ordering is possible. So the other end of the other side of this coin.
Mm-hmm.
But the server may, this is Postel's law. So the server should be, you know what it says, should be liberal in what it accepts. So it may, so of course it will respond to any request, and it may come with some, you know, parameters that the server ignores, and it may it will return. Well, Carol, this is the robustness principle. And so,
do you imagine a SQL Server ignoring some of the order by clauses, or Sparkle Server doing the same? If Sparkle Server states that it implements the Sparkle 1.0 specification, it means it implements this specification. Same here. If Server states that,
but we are
implements
not
a Hydra specification.
But we are not specifying how to implement ordering. We specify how the server interacts with the client.
And mm-hmm. No, server interacts with the client? I think the opposite. The client interacts with the server. It's a very important difference. It's a very important difference because server does not interact directly with client. It just responds, serves data requested by the client.
Okay. Yeah, you're completely changing the subject. Correct. The client interacts with the server, but I mean, interaction is mutual, isn't it? I mean, yeah, please don't do that. So yeah. And again, imagine a website where, okay, maybe it is as you said, so that the user somehow or the client somehow requested a specific order. They may even have gotten it in the right order as they requested, because yeah, all mm-hmm. went smoothly. And then it's a browser, and you hit refresh in your window. And
okay,
I imagine that the application would repeat the request for the collection in the same ordering, unless it does not track the, unless it, you know, but if the application tracks the state of the resource.
Yeah.
You simply refresh, and then you don't do the ordering again in the application code. You simply have it as a bookmark, and then you just get the collection back again. At this point, if the server did not give you the metadata on the ordering, you cannot understand what you really got, right? So you cannot really build the UI.
I believe this is incorrectly written application. It's up to the application. The application should maintain its state.
Yeah, but when you refresh your browser, then...
Yeah, but the application is still allowed to maintain its state with a URL fragment or with cookies or with local storage and other means of storing data between sessions and refreshes, etc.
Okay,
and it's in case of a browser. In case of other clients, it's up to their specifications and implementing.
Yeah, this is why I gave you the example of a link with an email, or maybe I posted you an email a link in WhatsApp, and you follow the link, and the link has the hash fragment stuff
mm-hmm.
for the ordering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, the client, once opened, whatever application sits under this link, will make a remote call to the server, including ordering details. Yes. And this knowledge of the ordering sits on the client side. I do not see a reason why the service should describe on what kind of order details are provided. You request it, you get.
Because it forces you to okay, maybe the other way. In the end, the request will be a URL with query parameters, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably yes.
Most likely. And so it what you propose just makes the client implementation so much more complex. Because
yes, it's about which one.
Of course, you have the state. So say, yeah. So I mean, but what I'm so hear me out. You have the state in the URL. So I gave you the link. The application has to extract the parameters from the hash fragment somehow from whatever it sits in the browser, and then. Has to understand how to construct the server query,
mm-hmm.
and so this is the point where the client knows how it ordered the collection, and then the server responds back. So there's a number of issues here. First of all, the server implementation may have changed because maybe this is an old link. You click it, and somehow it changed. So
what has changed?
Well, the server implementation may have changed.
True.
Okay, maybe that's not the best of examples, but
it may happen. But the question is whether how the server should respond in such a situation. I see a point that because if the client constructs the query, the client thinks it's the correct one, but the server implementation has changed, I'm not sure how it may change that the request cannot be fulfilled according to the specification, the client specification.
But the client would look up the API documentation and know how to construct the query.
Ah,
for instance.
Yeah, so this is a bigger problem. We don't really have that yet. But
yes, of course. We do not deny this issue.
Yeah, but even if we go in direction of having the server inform the client on, you know, how the actual response was ordered, the client does not have to really understand what they're asking, but they can understand what they got. And it may be necessary either way for the client.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have two very, very separate concepts, very opposite. And the question is, what are the benefits of each one? And which road and which path should be used for Hydra? Because from my perspective, querying data or shaping the data while querying, it's still a subject to come, and we won't run away from this issue. And querying for a specific order sits in this topic, and this metadata stuff, it's something that we could avoid without losing any benefits, I think.
No, we cannot avoid it because, like I said, if you just order the resource, which say /people, and the server implicitly orders them by default by name and maybe, I don't know, marital status, because that's this kind of application. The client did not ask for any specific order, yet this collection is ordered. So the client.
Okay, this can be enforced on a specification level. If the server that is not asked for a specific order, it have to provide some order. current Hydra collection with Hydra members. That's it.
No, this, but this is this again misses the point. It's not about what the server has to do, but what the server did. So the client got the bear collection ordered by the name, but they don't know that they got it by the name.
So, but why does the client need to know that then, if it is not requested?
It didn't ask for it, so it will get some order. Who cares?
Again, practical use would be...
Yeah, but if client knows what it needs, let him ask for it. Unless he doesn't care. The client doesn't care. Okay, maybe let's do this. Because we've already has... we've got already a cookbook. And we've got already API examples. Let us craft some imaginatory situations involving this topic from those two approaches. Let us link those examples, those use cases to this issue raised by Peter. And let us discuss on GitHub, because I don't think we will end up with any conclusions today.
Yeah, I guess that would be that way. I'm always preferring concrete examples and experiments. Over endless discussions about
yes, exactly. So let us create those examples. Let us deliberate on possible benefits on each of them. In the middle of the night probably, but I may come with this example, backing up this. Point of view that I've presented just a few minutes ago, with enforcing the client to order a specific order. And maybe Tomasz, you can describe this opposite approach. And maybe this way we can come to some kind of conclusion. Because from my perspective, I see your points, I see your examples, but they do not talk to me. But maybe if I will look at the text, maybe if I look at the payloads, example payloads, pros and cons, maybe we'll end up with some kind of conclusion. And we will enable also Peter and other members of community to participate in this conversation.
How can I add a task item?
Action
colon or what? Yep. And is it a name or what?
Just action colon and just type what needs to be done by whom. Or I can type it if you want.
I'm doing it at the moment.
Okay.
For example, for. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll try to come with something specific.
Okay, but this is again this is completely backwards. We are not discussing, and Peter is not asking about querying.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is indicate a partial collection view is ordered. This is completely different. This is the same thing that I mentioned some time ago, and I remember that you had the exact same arguments, which I completely don't understand. I mean, I understand, but I cannot see how you think it that way. With the same thing comes with templated link. So you here's how I implement that stuff. So templated link essentially is like a form, right? So you have the number of some fields, which are then the inputs, construct a URL. And then when you request that, you get maybe a portion, a filtered portion of the collection. But well, of course, while you're inside your browser, you have the form maybe still, you keep the state. But as soon as you refresh, I keep the actual URL template, the actual construct URL in the browser. And then I can request the same view, but I do not understand the meaning unless, you know, I try to deconstruct, do the backwards reverse engineering of the URL template. So instead, I, like you said, anyone can add anything. So I just add on the response an object which fills the form on the client. And this is the exact same thing.
But how do you achieve this? How server can fill the form?
Because only the server understands the parameters of the query, right? So they got the query filtered, like a question mark name equals something, and then ampersand surname equals something else.
Okay, how does it just fill the form?
The form, so the returned description is just an RDF resource with the same properties as described by the template mapping, right? So it's just the same object. But like I say, it then removes the necessity for the client to try to deconstruct the URL backward, reverse engineer the URL template, which technically would be possible, but it's just simpler.
But these mappings are not mandatory for server to be returned. And I don't think the client should use these mappings this way. I'm not convinced, because it's trying to match a URL to some kind of mappings. It may fit or may not. I don't know. I think it's tricky. But it's completely different use case.
It's the precise the same use case. Of course, with URL mapping, we have the part of querying, so to speak. So we have
specified the mappings,
how the client.
But the mappings were supposed to provide information to the client on how to construct the URL, not how to deconstruct it.
Yeah, precisely. And I do not, and because I don't want to deconstruct the template, the template, I have the server ping back that information of what object would have been used to create the current, to fill in the current template, right?
Okay, I didn't see such a behavior, so we would need to see some examples this way. I never thought about using these mappings to achieve this.
I know. It's not really using the mapping. If I can share the screen, let me just show you quickly.
Okay.
If you're not opposing a little bit of extending.
Examples and your activity is fine.
Yeah, that will be quick because it's the same. Mm-hmm. It's precisely the same thing as with the collection. So the two parts of the same coin. So the querying, but then having the the client understand what the server actually did. Now let's Heroku, so it's now starting up.
It's okay. Free.
So yeah, the free Heroku, yeah. there you go. So this is a URL template. Let me show you. So I can do this. So that's the object, right? And I have the template of the mappings. But okay. So there's the page title and language as the parameters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why this doesn't render here, but it's just a hackish view.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so when I type a title in, so filter value.
It's a brand of course. The truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Okay. But you didn't show anything new. You just used IRI specification to create a new IRI.
Yeah, correct. So now the only state that the client has is not really the contents, but this is all the client has essentially. So when I refresh, the only option would be to match this back into the URL template, and there may be multiple templates, so you wouldn't even know which one to match it to, because there might be multiple. So when I refresh, the application goes back to the exact same filtering.
Uh-huh.
And this is like I said, pinged back by the server as a current mapping. So you see there's the Hydra extension REST thingy that I have, current mappings. And this is the exact object that
fits. I can see that.
So this is the same
approach that Peter asks for, and this is what I disagree.
Without this, the application would either have to reverse engineering the template based on the mappings and what it got here, which standardized. It's not even a stand. Some libraries can do it, but it's not even standard behavior for the IRI template specification. It only specifies standardizes the construction.
Tomasz, nothing enforces your client to use the same URLs as you request the storage, the API. You can use, I don't know, your own convention, a hash convention that to provide these parameters that you can reuse on your own on the client's code, just to create back the IRI template. Period.
Create back how?
It's up to how do you provide these parameters in a hash of your current state, application state. I'm saying you don't have to use the same URI pattern that you used to query the server, the API.
But it is just making stuff more complicated.
Yes and no.
Like I said, this is the exact same structure.
Yes, but this is a burden put on a server, which I do not agree it should accept. I see a point, I see your use cases, but I do not agree with this kind of usage. But okay, it's a matter of Greek school over Romanian school or whatever. We can discuss on GitHub and in the mailing list, and the community will decide in the final stage. I see your point that it's not what Peter asks for, because Peter explicitly or implicitly, doesn't matter, asks for server-side description, but it's not decided yet that Hydra will implement it that way. We can discover on how other APIs are doing this. I do not know how Siren or OpenAPI is doing this. If. Actually, it may not do this because they are not hypermedia control driven. They can provide only API level documentation, so probably nothing to be found there.
Well, Siren is hypermedia, so Siren actually might.
Okay, I'm ignorant here. I do not know Siren. I was thinking about OpenAPI. Okay, so let's work on some examples. Let's get back to GitHub. I'll make a comment on the issue, Peter's issue regarding our idea on how we may proceed with this thing, and that's it. I'll raise a topic on the mailing list, so maybe other members will join us. We'll see. And that's it. Let's have some discussions on this. We won't finish this conversation yet today.
Nope.
Okay, we're out of time. Unless you guys has anything else to talk about, I think we can call it a day. Or not. I still have some work to do.
Okay. Yeah, have a nice evening.
Okay. Thank you very much, then. Have a nice evening too, guys. And see you soon on the mailing list and the GitHub.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.